Welcome, everybody, to Screenplay, the improvised movie. We are your hosts, Jake.
Jesse Sarowitz.
And I'm Alec Combs.
Alec the Snake Combs, Alec one might say.
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah. Oh, boys, we made it here. We're in a new location now?
Yeah.
Where are we?
We're all over the place. We're at your grad school.
We're in my grad school, which is in... Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Damn. University of Michigan.
We're in public, and we're in a study room, and people are literally looking at us right now. I don't like it.
Yeah, so...
I wish there were blinds in this room.
Hopefully, we stay in this room. If you see a sudden change in scenery...
then we got kicked out.
Where would we even go?
Go up to my room, I guess, and call Finn on my little... Actually, it's a big bed. I have a queen-size bed.
Yeah, he's got a nice-size bed.
But, yeah.
Ladies.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
You may notice we have three computers. That's the scripts, so we
no.
Jake.
Well, it's scripts. If we don't have scripts, then what is this then?
It's Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Oh, what do we do?
Where we make up a movie right here on the spot.
Oh, perfect.
We talk about a movie or TV show one of us has seen recently, and then we make up all the dialogue, all the action, all the settings, and all the characters, all here right on the spot. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Today is Jesse's
turn.
My
last time we tried to do Kangaroo Jack and we lost the episode.
Yeah, and it was in person that time.
That was in person.
I think this one will be fine because we're all using separate computers instead of me trying to do it all in one.
Yeah.
And
we also have emergency phone recording audio, too.
We also have emergency phone recording.
And emergency camera.
And I actually have the camera mic on this time
instead of just on the camera.
I had it on the camera, but I didn't turn it on last time.
It looks cute up there.
Yeah, I like it.
You're not dummy. You're smart. Everybody email us and say, Alex smart. yeah.
So all right.
So what'd you see?
What I saw was I've been watching the TV show Wellington Paranormal.
You guys heard of it? I think it's What We Do in the Shadows.
It's the second What We Do in the Shadows spinoff television show.
What was the first one?
Oh, no. What We Do in the Shadows.
The TV show.
Didn't they make, like, werewolves or something?
They were throwing it around. I don't know. I heard that it may or may not come out later.
Okay. It definitely sounds like something that, like... They were like, we have an idea for it, we just can't do it right now.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they're
It sounds
not...
like it's going to be a movie, I think.
Yeah, I think it would be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this Wellington Paranormal is centered around the two cops from What We Do in the Shadows, the two cops
like
come
near
in.
Near the end where they're doing...
Yeah, they're like, British. The two cops come into the house, they're Kiwis. They come in.
They're fruit.
They go into the house, they're fruit, yeah, very fruity.
Put a spoon to them.
They come into the house and they get hypnotized by the vampires and What We Do in the Shadows.
Uh-huh.
And so those two characters, played by the same actors,
ooh,
are now the leads in this cop procedural
I like that.
Type mockumentary kind of thing.
Okay.
It's like a very episodic TV show. They solve...
Monster of the Week.
Yeah, it's like mythical monster creatures.
And
it's like,
what are the two cops like?
They're both kind of dummies, obviously. They are police officers. Like, they're redeeming.
Is one of them like a woman and
one? One is a woman, one is a guy.
Nice.
And the guy, he's really an idiot. And the woman, she's only sometimes an idiot.
She's more competent.
She's more, more competent. And he's more bumbling. And they also have the police sergeant who runs, like, it's just these two in the paranormal unit that he just decided to have. It's really, the sergeant's really funny. He's like an insane person.
Oh, jeez.
And they're always going to, like, there's like this closet at the police station that they go into to like have their paranormal chats about the cases that they're working on because it's a secret from everyone else,
right? Yeah.
Or it's supposed to be. But he goes there. It's like there's like a bookshelf that he has like on a hinge, I guess, or whatever. And he's always it just opens by itself. It's like a door that they go in. But he always puts a fake secret code into it. Like he's tight. Like he'll go like beep boop boop beep boop boop
beep boop.
Like, no, I'm putting in the code. And they're like, Sergeant, you're just beeping. And then like it's like a good bit that goes on for like a minute in
like
the first
that.
Episode.
That's funny.
But yeah, so they just do like a little procedural where it's like
What are some of the weird?
They did a ghost episode.
Yeah, I was gonna say what are some of the monsters?
They did a sea monster episode. That was the first one in the second season. It was a sea monster.
Was it a hot sea monster?
No, it's just
I mean, they're all hot.
Yeah. But was it, you know, Godzilla level hot? No.
No.
No. They do have sex.
With the monsters?
No, the with sea monsters. There's two sea monsters. They have sex.
Oh.
At the end.
Oh. That's cute.
It's kind of hot.
Bring them together.
It's what, very,
it's
very
I mean, it's, very well,
hot.
If you're into that.
I mean, who isn't?
Monster fuckers. Well, I mean, they are into that.
That's what we call ourselves.
So, yeah, they've done ghosts and they've done vampires, obviously, and they did a werewolf one and a zombie one, and I don't know where they're going to go.
Is there, like, a Bigfoot or something?
Not yet. I don't know. I don't think New Zealanders have, like, a Bigfoot myth.
I think it's, like, a different
It's probably, like, it. A like a different type of, what do they call those, cryptids?
Sasquatch. Yeah, cryptids.
Yeah. Sasquatch, yeah.
You can do Moth. My favorite. What's your favorite cryptid, everyone, on 3, 1, 2, 3?
Loch Ness
Mothman.
Monster.
What's a cryptid?
Oh, my God. Mine's Mothman.
I like Loch Ness Monster.
Mothman.
Ever since Scooby-Doo and Loch Ness Monster, I love that shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's a lot of silliness, and they're very nonchalant about, like, the people who die, and, like, everyone's just, like, on board with all the paranormal shit.
Nice.
Where there's, like, yeah, this man, there's, like, this man in, we picked up on the street. He might be a zombie. We're gonna go put him in there. they, like, put a zombie in, like, the holding cell with a bunch of other people, and the zombie bites them all. It's so stupid. And I think, like, one of my favorite bits is that the two cops, they share a taser. Like, they don't both have one. Like, they just share one as, like a partnership. And I think that may or may not be, like, an actual New Zealand, because they don't carry guns, because they're, like, a regular country, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, their police aren't, like, as militarized as ours.
So, is there, like, an overarching, like, plot? Or like a big bad guy or something? It's just different?
I feel like it's one of those shows that might have an overarching story eventually.
It may eventually, but as of right now, it's just very self-contained, episodic. Gotcha.
And there's not really, like, a bad guy or anything?
No,
yeah, that's what I was
Well, most of the monsters are just, like, normal people. Like, they're just, like,
they're
indifferent. They're, like, usually not. They're usually not committing crimes. They're just, like,
they're just being
like
monsters.
The ghost episode is. They're just. It's just, like, the ghosts are all having, like, a party from the '70s, and, like, that's it. They get called to the house because of a noise complaint. So it's just a very fun like little mockumentary. They all get to talk to the camera, and
I like that.
It's fun. They're always throwing the taser back and forth. That's what I like. I always think that's really funny. It's like, it's your turn with the taser, and it's like, no, it's my turn with the taser. they did do this fun bit in the last one episode I watched, where they were all riding in the police car together, and the sergeant is, like, sitting in the back of the police car where they, like, keep the criminals, and he's like. It's, like, silent, and then he's like, it's really kind of demoralizing back here. and both the cops on command go, stop talking, shut up! And they're like, oh, sorry, Sarge, what's happening? And I thought it was hilarious. So, yeah, just a lot of, it's I think it definitely skews towards cryptids and weird stuff like
that. So cryptid
that.
Is just like...
Like Mothman, like Bigfoot,
like things you can't, like, explain.
Yeah.
That, yeah, like they're Slenderman. Like fake animal people.
Slenderman's
things.
A cryptid.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me think. All right, just get back to me. I'll think of one.
Okay. Like a chupacabra, is that a cryptid?
Chupacabra's pretty much like Bigfoot, but in Mexico.
Yeah, true. I know, I thought there were multiple chupacabras. They haven't done a chupacabra episode. That'd be sweet.
I think chupacabras are, like, a specific, like kind of like a, like, an amalgamation of different types of animals now that I think about it.
Mm.
It's not exactly like a Bigfoot.
Are chupacabras a cryptid?
The chupacabra.
Oh, I think I saw, like, some, maybe they're, like, wings on a boy or something.
Icarus wings on a boy.
Yeah, Icarus. I'll say that. All right, one more thing before we start. I think it's very important to note, Jesse's wearing a new t-shirt.
He just bought this today.
I just bought it from,
I won't tell him, no free advertising.
Mm. It rhymes with Schmold Navy.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, let's get started. Interior, cop car, night, two cops are in a car. They're speeding across the highway. They're making chase to an evildoer or someone that's trying to get away from them. They're swerving in between lanes and cars.
Mm-hmm.
And
continue.
One of the cops in the cop in the passenger seat yells out, "What are you doing? Get him!"
I'm just driving. It's just me driving.
Come on, we've been on his tail for 20 minutes.
Well, he's driving very fast, and I...
You can never catch me!
Wow, you can hear him.
I'm yelling!
He's got a sound system on the back of his car.
I have a sound system.
That he stole.
You know, that I can hear from the other side, too.
You know what we should do?
What?
We're not asking you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to keep driving.
Probably turn the siren on.
Oh,
okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, flip it.
Oh, you know I have to go faster now.
No, oh, God.
Sorry. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Well, all right, response.
Why don't you just shoot out his tires?
No, please don't do that.
Shoot out his tires.
Okay, where's the gun?
It was your turn with the gun. We're stealing this bit.
Fuck! I think I left it at the station.
Oh no!
We don't have a. Look.
You know what? I do have a little gun strapped to my ankle.
Oh, you have a little gun?
Quick!
Here, he takes the gun, strapped to his ankle. It's like really rusty and gross. And he hands it to him.
It's like a weird ass revolver.
Yeah, yeah. It's like an old gun that he doesn't.
Yeah,
have
it's
register.
Like a musket. It's like a musket.
It's like a flintlock pistol. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay. Shoot out the tires.
I've got one shot.
The car, it swerves off, hits a tree, explodes.
Oh no!
Oh no! I'm on fire.
They pull over. They run out down to the man who's on fire.
He's rolling around.
They pull him out. They pull him out of the wreckage. They douse him with
water.
And, did you think I was gonna say pee?
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna say oil.
Oh,
well then that's whoosh,
whoosh,
whoosh.
And my character handcuffs the perp.
Oh, you got me.
You didn't get burned too much?
I just a little bit more than I would have liked, so...
Well, you shouldn't have run.
Well, I was running because you were chasing me.
Well, we were chasing you because you stole stuff.
Well, I stole stuff because I knew that you would be chasing me, so I needed to...
Well,
prepare.
That's quite a circular logic.
Also, okay, well, here's
the thing. Like, you stole stuff because you knew we were going to be chasing you, but we were chasing you only because you stole stuff.
Yes, I'm a future teller.
Wait.
You're a what?
I'm a future teller.
You're a what?
I'm a future teller.
A what?
A future teller. Future teller! I knew you were going to ask again.
Whoa.
I know. Oh.
Wait.
Yes, your mom died.
When?
I knew she was in the hospital, wasn't she?
She was. How did you know?
Because she died. I knew. Because in the future, you tell me your mom dies, and so I answer.
The cop gets a phone call. He answers it.
Oh, no.
Hello? Oh, my God. Are you kidding? No. Okay. No, it's all right. Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Who's that?
My mom just died.
Oh, my
what?
God.
I know. Go back and tell me in the past.
Okay. I just told you. You didn't say anything. Oh, your phone rang.
That was you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. All right, you should tell her. You're going to get in the car with us and you're going back to the station.
Yeah. Okay, wait. How about this? You know crimes?
We yeah. are aware of crimes.
Yeah, we stop them every day.
How about you don't arrest me and use me to stop future crimes? Like,
this is, what was that movie called?
What is that movie?
It is, I don't know.
Tom Cruise movie.
It is,
someone's
Minority
screaming.
Report.
Minority Report. Also the plot of Civil War 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, Civil War 2, Captain America 2.
No, Civil War 2. The comic book, Civil War 2. Point of order. In Civil War 2, there's a mutant, right? And he can tell the future. And the reason the divide in that comic is because half the team is like, we should use this guy to like kill villains before they do things. The other half is like, we don't know if that's like real or not. So
that's also
it was Iron Man versus Captain Marvel in that one.
That's also partially the plot
of Minority
Captain Report? America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
They have that algorithm that tells... who's going to be a bad guy. Mm-hmm. Hydra uses it to kill people.
Yeah.
Or they're going to.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right. Spoiler.
Spoiler. All right. Anyway. End point of order.
You're just proposing a Minority Report situation?
I mean, only if you want to. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of other colorful characters running around this town that will be played by me. So we're going to see lots of them. So it's up to, I mean, just put me in the jail. Maybe you can come back to me later. How about that?
I want to use him.
Michael. Well, last time we ran into a medium, he zapped you.
Look, Derek, look. This guy... He knew your mom was going to die.
Yeah, it's true.
I did know.
What do you know about me?
Oh, you don't want me to say.
No, say
okay,
it.
Okay, don't say it.
No, say
wait,
it.
Wait.
Police order, say
okay,
it.
Okay, you haven't changed your underwear.
Is that... Okay, well, first of all, if I'm going to get nitpicky here, uh-huh. That's not really a future telling. That's just like a thing you know.
Because you soiled it.
Oh no, what?
In 3 seconds.
No, what? You really have to pee! No, Michael, don't. Oh, Michael.
You see a large wet stain cover his pants. Ugh,
you're not going to change that, yeah. You're just going to be babe?
No.
What did you say?
I just said, look, it was a long time with that car chasing
uh-huh.
him.
Yeah,
well, it was a long time.
I understand.
And I had a fucking Slurpee before we went.
Yeah.
No. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I have places to be because I know where you're going to bring me, so.
Where?
To the jail.
Oh, he's right. Let's go.
Okay.
Cut to. they're putting the future teller in the jail, and they lock him up.
I'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
All right. And we have to go to the police debrief.
All right.
You know the police debrief where they all meet?
Yeah, where they all meet.
All the police meet.
They go to a big presentation room where
there are donuts in the room.
Oh my god, the cops are fighting and like beating each other for the donuts. They're jumping up and down on each other. They've got their guns pulled.
It's like a Black Friday. So.
Yeah, uh-huh.
The
cops have no self control anyway.
Nope. Yep. This is called the sheriff, the person in charge.
I would call it like the captain.
The captain. The captain. The Big Mama, captain of the sergeant police. She walks up and she goes, "All right, everybody, all right. Taps on the board. Look, now we have had lots of people brought in, and now we are going to everybody say who they brought in. You go first." She points at a random guy.
Hello. I brought in there was a dog. And he bit a lady.
Nice. Here's a donut. She hands him a donut.
He immediately puts the whole thing in his mouth. All
right.
Just
now,
like slowly, just like.
Now we have another random person. Here, a random person. Who did you bring in?
So I brought in a jaywalking old lady. She didn't have anybody helping her across the street, so I helped her by taking her down to the jail.
Oh, is that the woman with the bruises?
No, it's another one. It's the one with the walker.
Oh,
you gave.
You gave. I was gonna say, did you give those old woman bruises?
I did give this old woman bruises.
No donut for you.
I understand.
Yeah. All right. And now she points at our main characters,
Dirk and Michael.
Michael.
Dirk and Michael. So who did you guys bring in?
You tell her.
We
brought in. He looks around like he knows. Big reaction out of everybody. We brought in a fortune teller.
Ah, nice. What kind of fortune teller?
Mostly, I don't know.
A future teller.
He was gonna. He knew Michael there was gonna piss his pants. He did piss his pants.
I did. Everybody.
Everybody in the room is completely like unfazed by this. Like they're very used to fortune tellers and future tellers.
No, it's real. It's real.
Yeah.
No, he told me that my mom was gonna die.
Michael's mom died.
My mom died today. I'm still at work.
Oh my god! You could take PT.
No, no, I'm married to my job.
Oh well, I'm married to a beautiful woman.
Wow.
Good for you, Sergeant Mama.
Michael, you don't need to talk down to Sergeant Mama.
I'm taller than you, so you're talking.
Obviously,
tuck
up.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Sitting. Just because she found
a
woman,
a beautiful woman,
doesn't mean you have to be like a good for you. It's just like you found. You never say that you're straight.
I never say congratulations.
I got married like 4 years ago, and you didn't say oh good for you.
Well, because
well, I didn't want you to come then because I thought you were gonna piss your pants.
I went to the wedding.
Big mama.
She was not good for you though, so I wouldn't have said good for you either.
You're right.
He's still with her.
No, she got shot in the line of duty.
Oh,
my line of duty.
Oh, you shot her.
you killed your wife.
It was an accident. Oh. I worked a long shift.
Uh-huh.
I got home from work.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Hey, babe, what'd you make for supper?" And then my gun went off.
Oh,
she never replied.
She never replied.
Did you eat that night?
No.
Wait.
Well,
you...
she did have a lasagna in the oven.
Oh, that's good.
So I did eat.
Wait, is it that gun right there? She points to the little rusty revolver around it.
Oh no, that one's nothing. No, that was just my personal. I meant it was my service.
Oh, okay.
Service piece.
Oh, very interesting.
You took that home?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, what do you all plan to do with this future teller?
We want to do like a Minority Report kind of situation.
Okay.
Yeah, Minority Report. Have you ever seen Big Mama?
Big Mama's seen Minority Report. if you want to do that, you have to fill out the paperwork. It'll take quite some time. So, but if you know all the answers, I guess. You could do them from the future.
What?
If you future,
oh my
tell
god!
Me,
oh
you,
my god, Michael!
Wait, are you picking up?
If we go over to the cell where we're holding the future teller,
yes,
he might have the paperwork filled out already.
Let's go.
They go back to the holding cell
they
where the future
over
teller
it.
Is. Mm. They skip. Future Ooh. Teller.
Yes. Oh, according to my watch, it has been 5 minutes, not 10 minutes. You guys were early.
Well, you're not very good predicting things.
Well, you know what? Well, I filled out all this paperwork. I guess you just want me to dump it
in
the toilet.
No. Don't dump it out. I want that paperwork.
Okay.
So hand it over.
He slides one piece of paper at a time. There's like 500 pages.
No, you can do this. You can do this. You can do this faster. You can do this faster. Please do it faster.
I could do it faster.
No, please.
Or I could talk to you about the next crime that's going to happen.
He knows. Tell us.
Well, here's my question. Am I coming with you or am I staying here?
You're coming with
you
us.
You're coming with us, I guess.
I'm dangerous.
Like,
how
dangerous
so?
How?
Dangerous.
I mean, more than the fact that you did like a high-speed car chase.
Well, I know where everything is.
You know where everything is?
Everything is.
What do you mean, everything?
I know where I know where your daughter is.
Oh, my God. You know where my daughter
is? I know fucking way.
I thought I lost her in the line of duty.
Oh.
My line of duty.
Uh-huh.
She's alive?
I can't say.
No.
You're the future teller. You can.
I mean, I could say.
All right, say.
Well, first you have to bring me along with you.
All right, fine.
All right, fine.
But I'm dangerous. I know where everything is.
Michael opens the cell door.
He runs out, slashes the throat of somebody. He runs out the door and out of the building.
No.
Fuck, we should have predicted that.
Oh, he killed Jamie.
On his paper, but on one of the pieces of paper, it says, go to 3489 Milwaukee Avenue for the next crime. It's like he's helping him out a little bit.
You know what? I'll say it. It's like a Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. It's a Silence of the Lambs Minority Report.
Silence of the Minority Reports.
All right, I guess this is, well, first of all, I'll say the next crime is the one he just did to Jamie.
Jamie, are you all right? He'll be fine.
I guess it's
you
fine.
Hear Big Mama screaming, ah!
She's like kneeling in front of the body. And she's trying to like put pressure to the wound.
As she's like pushing down, like pieces of donut come out of her mouth.
We cut to inside of the police car. Michael and Dirk are they're driving to 3334 Milwaukee or whatever the address was.
Close enough.
All right, I get it's they pull up and it's just kind of like an abandoned building, like a broken down apartment building kind of thing. Broken down is run down. All right. This is the place. I don't see a crime.
All of a sudden, there's an explosion. You see three guys wearing robber masks
come
out of a building holding a thing. One of them falls over, and the other two hop in a car and drive away, and he's left behind.
All right, let's get him. Let's get him. They run up, and they immediately beat this guy. They hit him. They punch him a couple times. And they're like, all right, talk. What are you doing? What are you doing?
We're getting things for the children's hospital.
Why are you acting
like... Why was there an explosion?
You're acting like robbers.
Well, because we stole them.
Why are you stealing stuff for the children's hospital?
Because the children need it, and they're dying.
Well, yeah.
They're like a Robin Hood.
They're like, you're like a Robin Hood.
And there's like a Silence of the Lambs thing. And
wait, I think we're stealing from the children's hospital. We're
stealing from the children's
hospital. Holy shit, this is the children's hospital.
Yeah, this is... I did say it completely wrong. Sorry, oopsie doopsies.
What? All right, well... What are you doing?
Well, what I'm doing is that...
Beat him again.
There's somebody who came by.
Is what?
There's somebody who came by.
Who?
He told me. I don't know. He just said, give an address.
What's the address?
What's the address?
I don't remember.
No, tell us.
I mean, I don't remember.
No, beat him again. This will help you remember.
He's like bleeding.
He's like, he like looks like he's losing consciousness.
He's like, I still don't remember. Ask, you can go to my safe house and find my two other accomplices.
All right, where's the safe house? What's the address to the safe house?
I don't remember.
Wait.
What?
Well, do you remember what car you drove?
All I can think of is accomplice right now. I know I'm not saying that right.
Accomplice.
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 So you're making me say it wrong.
Accomplice.
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 That was good. Yeah, that was okay.
All right. What's the question?
Tell us where the safe house is.
What type of car do you drove?
Yes,
I can only answer one question.
Answer his question.
What type of car do I drive?
Did your friends get away in?
It was a white Nissan convertible with the license plate H947Q.
You can remember the license plate, but not the address.
I forgot the address.
Beat him one more time. All right, let's take him in. We're also arresting you.
Wait, please don't.
We could kill you.
No, please don't arrest me.
We could kill you.
Wait, no. Why don't you want to be arrested?
Well, obviously he doesn't want to be arrested.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, why do you want to be arrested?
It's a kink thing, you know.
It's okay. A kink. Michael.
All right. Do you want to switch places? I'll sit in the cop seat.
Not right now.
No. Uh-uh.
I'd like to sit in the cop
seat. No, you're gonna bleed all over the cop seat.
I'm gonna bleed in the back seat too.
Well, we don't care about the back seat. Yeah, that's where the perps sit.
That's where all the perps sit.
Okay. Well, today's opposite day, so.
All right, kill him.
Wait, no, please don't kill me. All right, I have so much to offer the world.
I'll put him in the front seat.
I draw.
Draws a
picture of Godzilla eating a cheeseburger.
My hand is broken.
No,
use your blood.
I'm drawing with my eyes. Can you see it?
No.
Oh my god, I can see it. Oh my god.
Okay,
holy shit, he's really good.
Oh my god, we cut to. They're in the police car. The new guy is bleeding and like almost passing out in the front seat.
Michael is...
He's wearing, like, a little police hat, like he gave it to him.
Michael's administering, like, a blood bag to him. Like.
He's got, like, an IV going.
Yeah, in the cop car.
All right, someone got on the car. We're at the safe house now. We found the car. It was outside the safe house.
Okay, you want me to go in?
We're going to come. Like, can we come? We can come, right?
You can go in.
You know what?
I mean, you probably
should wear a wire.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's good. Put a wire on it.
Okay, right, wait. Let me draw another picture.
No, no.
Oh my god!
I still can't see it.
You don't have
you
the
don't
sight.
Want to see that one?
Yeah.
That one was explicit.
No. Wow.
Yeah, it was about you.
Put this wire on.
That's okay. Part of my kink thing.
He's putting on the wires. Shifting around. Testing.
All right, yep, we can hear.
Yep. All right, you're out.
Okay. We want you to go in there.
Yeah.
We need your accomplices there,
uh-huh,
to admit to the crime that you guys just did, stealing from the children's hospital.
Uh-huh. And also where the new address
is. Where the new address is, where the man gave, the address that the man gave.
Okay. I think I got it.
All right. We cut to this guy knocks on the safe house door.
Knock, 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 knock.
There's one tall kind of... He looks like really, he has like really a lot of bags under his eyes. He's really tired looking and he's kind of like, looks like he's seen better days. He opens the door. Oh my god, Richie, you're here.
I'm here.
Richie, you look like shit. You look like you got the shit beat out of you.
I did get the shit beat out of me. Oh my god. There's these police officers, man. They put me in their car.
Oh my god. You made it out?
No. They're waiting for me right outside.
Is that Richie?
the guy from the other room is like, is that Richie? That's Richie?
Yeah, it's Richie. He brought cops.
I'm coming here.
Richie, you brought cops?
Yeah, they told me to come in and they said they gave me wires.
They did what?
They brought you gave wires? Wait, what? What's wrong?
You're not supposed to wear a wire. You brought him to our safe house.
Oh,
and
shit.
We just fucking stole shit from the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And someone blew us up.
Somebody blew us up.
Well, they blew up the hospital.
Yeah, we blew up the children.
Oh, my God. At least we have their toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Bro. Anyway, why are you wearing a wire? Stop it.
I'm wearing a wire because the police got me.
Well,
okay, so what do you want me to do?
Well, what do the police want?
They want a confession, which you just did.
Oh, fuck, we forgot.
God damn it. All right, what else?
He's good at this fucking wire shit.
Really I know, good. I am. I'm a better police person than I am criminal.
Yeah, honestly.
You just see me fall and you guys just ran without me?
Fuck you. Wait, fuck you. You left me there.
I was transfixed by the toys.
You would have left us too.
I would not. I have a heart of gold, as I stole from the children.
Yeah, we got all their nutcrackers and their...
Yeah, it's weird to give kids with cancer nutcrackers in July.
Yeah, you know. No, I'm not going to say that.
What?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to say that. Okay. So this is Jake self-censoring himself.
We took all their Nintendo Switches and the Mario Lego set.
Yeah.
We got all that shit.
We got it all.
We did.
Why am I saying more? Don't worry.
We've already been got.
I mean, okay.
Is there anything else before we... beat the shit out of you.
How about this? Come, help! 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 Please help!
Michael and Dirk, like... Dirk, like, runs up the stairs. Michael, like, breaks down the door from the back.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, everybody freeze.
Everybody on the ground. Freeze.
Everyone on the ground. It's just the three of them, and they're all at the door.
We have guns.
Dirk's... Michael is in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's like, get on the ground, but they're all at the doorway where Dirk is. And it's just like, shit, okay, run over. He's like starting to trip over like ottomans and whatnot. Uh-huh. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm here.
All right, we need the address, you guys.
He turns around. One more picture.
I know the address.
Oh my God. All right, we're going to have to take you all in.
Yeah, we're going
to
take you all in.
We'd prefer not to.
We could kill you.
No, we'd also prefer not that. How about this?
All right.
And he slams the door to the safe house.
We're inside.
Michael's behind.
I'll say it. We're all inside right now.
Okay.
It's just the two of us against the three of you? Unless Richie's on our side now?
It's up to you guys. Is this like a Suicide Squad thing? Like, am I going to get out?
Dirk shoots Richie in the head. Bang!
Dirk!
Finally, what? He can see the... He saw one less picture as he died.
Yeah, it's the most beautiful thing he's ever seen in his life.
He's crying! He's running out of stairs.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
All right, well, I killed Richie because he was... Well, that
was rude of you.
I have no self-control.
Oh, my God, Dirk.
I am a police officer.
That was rude.
He had such a way with his art.
Yeah, well.
What is the name of your supervisor?
Her name's Big Mama.
Believe it or not, it's Big Mama.
It is?
Yeah.
All right, well, what's her number? I need to report.
I forgot it.
Oh, okay.
Well, wait, you're going to report this?
Yeah, I'm going to report this.
Dirk shoots him in the head. There was no picture with that one.
Yeah, he was not an artist.
There's one guy left. Okay. Take it easy.
You want this one?
I'll take care of this one. He handcuffs him.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to kill him.
Dirk, like, puts his gun
down. No, yeah.
He's crying.
All right. All right. You got the address. You drive, all right?
I'll put this guy
in the back.
Put him in the back.
So they arrive to their next place, which seems to be like a dark, like giant, I don't want to say, like, almost like a castle-y type place. There's lots and lots of windows. It's spooky.
Ooh,
very spooky.
There's lightning cracking.
Yeah.
And then like the bats against the moon.
Yeah,
like,
there's lightning cracking.
Right.
They the two police officers leave the guy in the car. And they make their way up to the front door.
They don't leave the car running either. No. It's just like getting hot in there.
They go up to the front door and they knock on it. A butler opens the door.
Hello.
Excuse me, sir. We are told that there's going to be a crime here.
A crime?
Yeah. Are you now contemplating, or will you be contemplating a crime?
A crime?
Yeah.
Here in this establishment.
Yeah.
Yes.
The place which my family, the Reds, have tended to for the past 350 years.
Yes. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're saying it has had explode.
Holy shit!
Oh no!
I mean, I've seen you shoot a couple people tonight, but goddamn, I was not ready.
Yeah, that was a really explosive because all the chunks were coming at us instead of away from us.
Yeah.
You see a figure run off into the distance.
Get him! Get him!
They start running.
What could have that possibly been, Dirk?
I think it was probably a gun shot him.
What was the guy?
I don't know. Maybe it's
our fortune, future teller.
Well, why would he be? I guess he would know all the crimes that are going to be committed if he was committing them.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's true. So
maybe he's not really a future teller.
I don't know. That guy said he was a butler. I guess we should probably find the master of the home then.
Yeah.
I wish this job wasn't so much running.
Yeah.
You see a guy wearing slippers just like drinking coffee.
They stop running.
Sir.
Yes?
Do you live here?
Well, my family, the Yellows, attended this establishment.
I was told it was the Reds.
No, the Reds were the butlers.
Oh,
we are the cooks, the Yellows.
You what?
The cooks, we're the chefs. We have tended this establishment.
Whose residence is this?
It's exploded. The figure runs off again.
Oh my god. They run. They pass a woman wearing like a nightgown and curlers.
Ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Are you the owner of this home?
I own this place.
She takes a second.
The Silvers, the gardeners, we have tended this.
You're the gardener?
Yes. But I can lead you in the direction of the homeowner.
All right.
Good.
He's right there. She points, and there's somebody sitting down on a chair. He's like a little boy.
That's the owner?
That's the owner?
Her head explodes.
All right, let's just not chase the guy. I can't run anymore. Let's talk to the kid.
Oh, I got fucking hit in the eye with a curve.
I got... Little boy.
Boy.
Yes.
We've been told that you own the place.
I've owned this place for the past 500 years.
What?
Yes.
How is that possible?
I am immortal.
Like, what kind? Like, you don't age? Or like, you're...
I don't age.
I can't kill you.
Both. No, wait, no. I just... just whatever we decide to use in this podcast. No, but I've been the same body for years and years and years, and this family, this establishment has been protecting one secret, and that is the Fountain of Youth.
The what?
The Fountain of Youth.
Oh. The what?
The Fountain of Youth. You drink it, you'll remain young forever.
Oh.
But there are enemies. There are little shadowy figures exploding the heads of all the colors here in this establishment.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Wait, what was your last name?
My last name was Black.
Oh. Do you know anything about a future-telling man who may have been here?
I do. He was selling chocolates. And he also told me to tell you...
He was selling chocolates?
Yeah, do you want one? He holds it up.
I'll take
it. He said he knew that you would be the one.
Oh. That's a good one.
He got you. Not like he got Jamie, though, am I right? He high-fives a little boy who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. He also told me to tell you, I don't know what it means, but he said, go to Big Mama's house for the next crime.
We have to, crime's going to happen to Big Mama?
Oh, God.
Who's Big Mama?
That's our chief.
That's our chief.
Oh.
Our captain.
Oh, well, while you're here, would you mind doing me a favor? Would you mind finding the person who's exploding the heads of everybody here?
We're trying.
Okay.
We're really trying.
We think it might be the future teller.
Or someone else?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, you saw him.
Let's try and find him here.
You should set a trap.
Big Mama's house.
You should set a trap.
You should set a trap.
Okay.
Okay.
You can have a fake Fountain of Youth.
Is there like a another? I think we should use one of your servers or something as bait, because he obviously wants to blow everybody's heads up.
Yes, we have. I think we have turquoise. We have neon.
How many servants do you people have? Neon's more of an adjective than a color.
And well, I was going to name a color that goes along with neon, little boy.
You're the little boy.
No, I'm the old man.
He points a gun at him. Oh, all right, all right, all right.
You're not going to be able to kill him.
Well, it depends on the definition we use for this podcast.
You're not going to be able to unalive him.
All of a sudden, another little boy runs up. They look identical to each other. I have been the owner of this. That man is a liar. No, that man is a liar.
Which one do I shoot?
That guy has been exploding people's heads. That guy has been exploding people's heads. The Fountain of Youth is fake. The Fountain of Youth is real. Which one do you
take us to the Fountain of Youth and we'll do...
Yeah, take us to the fountain.
All right, we...
Little boys.
Okay, how about we each take one person?
All right.
We split off.
All right.
I'll go with the new little boy.
All right, I'll go with the old little boy.
They'll put their hands in and break.
All right,
we should say something fun, like little boys and cops.
No.
Little boys and cops.
Okay, well. Okay.
Actually, you're the little boys, because we're old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. Break.
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 The new little boy that ran up and Michael go off. All right, what's your name?
My name is Corn. Corn.
Corn. Corn, what's the deal with this place?
I don't know.
His name is Corn Black.
I think you have to watch out. My twin brother, he's evil. His name is also Corn Black. But he's the one that's been exploding people's heads.
How?
Mind powers.
He has mind powers?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, we've only been dealing with future tellers.
Yeah.
So far, now there's mind power people. Holy shit!
As they're walking, a servant looks at them, and the servant's head explodes.
Jesus. Is this like a daily occurrence?
Yeah, and that's my brother who's doing it—the one who's on the opposite side of the house, and not me at all.
Okay.
He starts to look at him. His nose starts to bleed like 11 inches.
Another servant approaches, sir. Yeah. Sir. Your brother,
yeah.
he's going to the fountain, obviously.
We must stop him.
No, where are you going?
I'm going to stop him from bringing more people to the Fountain of Youth.
Well, oh, hello, officer.
Contain this, hello. Officer.
What? Contain
him. Or I will blow off your face.
Okay. He arrests the officer, Michael.
He does the citizen's arrest.
I'm putting you under citizen's arrest.
All right. Well... Okay, we'll see you. You still have to go over to Big Mama's house. We have to be quick.
All right, cut to Dirk and the older little boy.
Do you believe me? I have exploded no people's heads since we've been walking.
I do believe you.
All right, so you see this water fountain?
Yeah.
That's not the Fountain of Youth. You have to go under it.
You have to under it how?
You have to go under it and turn around, and I pee in your mouth, and that's the Fountain of Youth.
All right.
I'm kidding. It is the fountain.
Well, you really sold me for a moment.
Yeah, your mouth was wide open.
I was like, I was very willing, very fast. Yes. I'll do anything in this line.
I'm young, but I'm also old, but I'm still young. So.
Right. Well, you're old enough. I'm a cop. I know.
Yes. Okay.
Also, I'm allowed to do that to suspects, which is true. Anyway, yeah. How do I get to the Fountain of Youth?
It's right here. It is the water fountain.
It is this one.
Sorry. Just wanted to pull your leg a little.
All right. He grabs like a handful of water and he drinks it.
His teeth begin to like grow into baby teeth. And then all of a sudden, he's like a baby.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh.
A maid walks up.
Sir, did you turn another man into a baby?
Yes, and I'll turn 1,000 more into babies.
I thought your brother was the evil one.
He is. don't show the baby the Fountain of Aging, though.
I'm excuse me, it's me, the baby.
Yes. Oh my god, the baby talks.
Oh yeah, I have like a fully formed brain. It's just, I need to go to Big Mama's house. Okay. I need to go.
I bet you do need to go to Big Mama's house, you baby.
Don't talk to me like that. I swear to God, I'll shoot you.
I bet you want to shoot
me. I will shoot you. The baby reaches for his gun, but he's not wearing any clothes because they're too big and on the floor.
Oh, but you want a gunny, won't you?
No, stop it. Stop. Stop. He starts to cry.
Just, like she starts to rock him.
Annoying baby cries. It's like,
she starts to breastfeed him. As she does, though, he begins to grow older because she herself is the fountain of aging.
He's like, he like gets to like his early teens and he's like, I gotta go. I have to go.
Okay. Oh, no, just kidding. No, I can't let you leave now. And then the other little boy runs in.
Which, what, Corn Black?
No, but they're
both named Corn Black. But it's the new Corn Black.
Wait, the evil Corn Black?
Yeah,
the evil Corn Black.
How did you play two characters who are twins and gave them the same name? Corn Black. Oh, man, me and my twins, dude. I'll tell you. All right.
Okay, well, you're here. Well, is this Teen Man? Yeah, baby Teen Man. Oh, God. Where's the other officer? Oh, arrested?
He's what? Oh, yeah. Arrested.
Citizens
I heard
arrest.
Molested.
Oh.
Shut up, baby.
The boy turns the other boy. One of the Corn Black's heads explodes. And then the other one explodes. Boom. Both of them are dead. They... Fun fact, they were both the villain. They were both exploding heads.
They just happened to explode each other's heads at the exact same
time. The kind servant lady who breastfed.
I need to find my partner right now.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take you to where we keep the prisoners.
All right. He grabs his gun. He's still naked. Clothes don't fit him right.
Could you? He has like a wicked boner.
Yeah,
wicked.
Could you put some fucking clothes on?
I literally cannot. My clothes do not fit. Also, I'm thinking about being breastfed.
He's looking right at
them. He's looking right at them.
Mommy milker.
She adjusts her top. Right this way.
All right. We cut to the dungeon where they keep the prisoners.
There's like rats scurrying around.
Oh, and they're whispering to each other.
I want to cook. Ratatouille. That's me.
They cut to, so
one of the rat's heads explode.
We cut to... Michael is chained to the wall, like Flayed Man style.
Yeah.
And Dirk comes down the stairs, naked, into Teen Boy.
Oh my god, Dirk, is that you?
It's me. I found the Fountain of Youth. I didn't realize it was going to be drastic.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was a baby earlier.
Bro, you are naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are a full staff.
I am, yeah. It
you
was like that.
That tent.
This tent will go on for hours.
You were like a, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But
you going to help me?
Yeah, I'm going to help you. He unlocks... He unlocks the cuffs, and he lets him down. He's like, "We have Corn Black is dead."
Oh no! What about my Corn Black?
Also dead.
Holy shit! And we saw other rats down here's heads exploding.
Oh, they were.
So neither of them were. So now there's another head exploder still around.
Yeah, we should go to Big Mama's house, like where the fortune teller told us to.
That's a good idea. Good idea.
That fucking line, man. Point of order. What?
Just the fact we just said go to Big Mama's house because the fortune teller told us to, because all the rats' heads are exploding. Dude, what the fuck is happening? I'm on it. All right, I'm point of order. All right, so the police officers make their way over to the car where the man inside has completely melted. It's a hot ass.
The maid is with them, too.
I forgot he was in there.
Oh, fuck. We were in there for way longer.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have.
Wait.
Okay, before you guys go, do you want some chocolates?
Yes?
Chocolates.
It was given to us by some kind fellow who stopped by earlier.
The future teller.
Future teller?
He said, this one is for your daughter. She hands it to him.
It has like a picture of her on it, like a, like a, like an updated picture.
Oh, it's like, it's like her holding a calendar.
No! No, holy shit! That's yesterday's date.
My daughter is alive. I haven't seen her in years since I accidentally shot her.
Oh my god!
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, I do remember it. Well, I thought you just said that she went missing in your line of
work. She accidentally shot her, and then the CPS took her away.
Oh.
And then, yeah, so. Oh, it's actually really sad. It's a really sad story. So, anyway, we have to save her. Let's go.
Let's go to Big Mama's house.
They get in the car and they just zoom away really fast. The man in the back seat is just like, he's liquid. He's like splashing all over the place.
Damn, I wish we could have had like a fountain of youth for him, because then he would have gotten younger and alive.
We could fix him.
All we have is Big Mommy Milkers with the aging serum in the back.
She's like, it's like splashing on her.
Why did you guys bring me here? I have to tend to the establishment.
Shh.
My family has been
shut up for
500 years.
You have like a serum in you that may be used later. I don't know.
I could always drink it myself and kill myself.
Don't do that.
Fine.
Okay. They pull up at Big Mama's house. It's a beautiful house.
Leave the car on.
Yeah, we will. We promise.
We will.
Do not go anywhere near those boobs. You understand? Do you understand?
She looks down and looks up and looks down and looks up and looks down.
Yeah, I swear to God, if we come out here and you're dead.
And looks up.
And I see milk around that mouth.
I'm thirsty.
Here's a water bottle. That should keep you.
Give me a straw, too. I want to drink this man.
What?
This liquid man, I want to drink him. Give me a straw.
All right.
Reusable.
He pulls out a metal straw.
Oh, perfect.
Here you go.
Do you have the little...
The scrub?
Yeah, the little scrubby thing. Is it clean?
No.
It's not clean?
No, oh. I wouldn't.
Well, then I'd rather use a paper straw, though.
Okay, fine.
Do you have a paper
straw? He's got a paper straw on him.
Oh, perfect. Is that one been scrubbed? No, I'm fucking with you. I'll take the paper straw. All right.
They go up to Big Mama's door, knock on the door.
Big Mama swings open the door.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Big Mama.
You're alive.
I am alive.
Yeah, it's good.
How's your wife?
She's good. A woman comes down. Hey, guys.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
We were just cooking. You want to join us for dinner?
I can't.
We're making turkey.
Making turkey?
Yeah.
I love turkey.
That sounds really good.
We're having turkey, and we're having mac and cheese, and we're having cheese sticks and broccoli and carrots and salad and lemonade and
Tanya, that sounds fucking delicious.
Yeah, and so if you would join us, what you would have is cheese.
just the cheese.
Listen, the fortune teller told us that the next crime is happening here.
All of a sudden, you hear like a little tap. Big Mama, she goes into battle position. She rolls under the bed. Tanya, she jumps up into the ceiling, closes the lid. We've been prepared for this. The front door, it shuts. It's like the metal. Yeah. All the windows. Yep.
Now, there's like laser walls implemented.
Now, Big Mama stands up. To her full height. She's 8 foot tall. This is why they call me Big Mama,
she
and I'm ready.
She's at her full height like she's a bear.
Yeah. She was hunchback earlier.
And she has like a, like just like a battle suit. Like,
yeah,
just
I, was, like, I was thinking lightsaber, but I was like, I'm not going to say lightsaber, so I'll say battle suit.
Kind of just like a, like I think, I'm thinking kind of like a Black Widow suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also has a sword, though.
Yeah, she's got a katana.
Huge katana.
Two katanas.
Big Mama, she's ready. And out steps the future teller.
It's you.
I'm
freeze.
Well, if you kill me, then you'll never see your daughter again.
That's right. We can't kill him.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Big Mama goes into battle position. She's about to say something.
No, Big Mama, Big Mama, Big Mama. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Tanya runs over. It's like the Hulk and Black Widow. Day is done. Big Mama calms down. Ooh, ooh. She kind of like hulks down a little bit. She like Bruce Banner's back into just regular Big Mama.
All right, tell me where my daughter is, and maybe we'll cut you a deal.
I have some demands.
All right.
What are they?
I want $500 million.
Dollars?
Yes. Well, what's the currency here?
Dollars.
It's dollars.
It's dollars.
Okay, I'll take $500 million. I will take one trip to the Fountain of Youth.
Okay.
Whoever that may be. I know it was somewhere in that building, but none of the little boys would show me.
Well, they're all dead.
Is that why you exploded their heads?
He sneezes, too. And then...
Bless you.
Thank you. I would...
Don't bless him. He is my daughter.
I'm sorry. It was an instinct. It was an instinct.
And my final demand is that I want to go... into outer space.
Why?
I want to see the sun. These are my demands.
All right.
Answer me now.
Listen, as a future teller...
Tanya's holding Big Mama back. She's... She's ready.
As a future teller, you must know that we're not going to give you those things.
Oh, I know you're going to give me these things.
Oh, well, okay then.
All right, so give me them now.
Oh, I can't... All right, I guess...
We got to get $500 million.
I know where you get it from, but I'm not going to tell you.
Tell us where.
Come on, man.
Tell us where.
Lottery numbers. You ready? Right? Yeah. Write this down.
Yeah. Okay. He's got a little pen and paper.
12.
12.
27.
27.
66.
66.
6.
6.
8.
8.
49.
49.
3.
3.
1.
1.
7.
1.
7.
7.
0. You said too many ones. Now I need to do it
again. Okay, wait. Do it again.
All right. 6.
6.
27.
27.
66.
66.
7.
7.
0.
0.
8.
8.
9.
These are different numbers.
Okay, you know what? I don't know the lottery numbers. Okay.
Can you even tell the future?
Do you want an honest answer?
Yes.
I'm just really good at guessing things. Just kidding. All of a sudden he goes, I know where your daughter is.
Oh, yeah, you have her.
Oh, that's right.
Where are you keeping her?
Do you want the answer, or do you want me to know the answer?
I want you to give me the answer.
Because I know the answer.
Good.
And I'll tell you the answer.
Okay, uh-huh.
After my demands are met.
God damn it. All right.
He pulls out another picture. This is from today. Here's proof.
It's the same picture, but another calendar space is crossed off.
There you go. There's proof.
Wait.
Well,
let me look at that.
Yeah.
He looks at the chocolate, and he looks at the photograph. These are exactly the same, except for the extra cross. This is just photoshopped.
Are you photoshopping this?
Out of chocolate?
Yes.
Yes?
Beat him. They punch him, they beat him.
Big Mama attacks.
She grabs her katana, and she, it starts to glow. And just like, I know, and it's like that one DC character, Katana, where when she slices off the head of the future teller, it glows green with his soul being
absorbed
into
the
it.
Sword.
Big Mama grows a little taller. All right. Well,
we did it.
He was bullshitting us the entire time.
But, I do know where your daughter is.
Big Mama?
So years ago, I was the deputy police chief of this reserve. What is it called? Reserve.
Precinct?
Of the precinct.
Precinct.
And we were going around and we were doing the police things, and I heard that a daughter had been shot, and I screamed. I went, ah! And Tanya heard me. She calmed me down. Oh, she
That's
always
good.
Calms me down.
Good for Tanya.
They kiss me. And then...
a little too long.
why a little too long, Alec?
Yeah, Alec.
Yeah, Alec.
Wait, too long?
Yeah. On the shot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just not too long in real life.
Jake and I just exchanged.
I'm just fucking
Jake and I exchanged knowing looks.
Yeah, but... so
She's in the foster system.
The foster system?
The foster system.
Oh, the foster system.
She's in the foster system.
She's in the foster system. Yeah. And we're caretaking her.
You what?
If you go to your car.
If I go to my car? What? What do you mean?
You'll see your daughter.
Big Mama, were you behind us the entire time?
I was.
They point guns at Big Mama.
You will not kill me because you need your daughter.
Well, I mean,
you got close to your daughter earlier.
Well, I mean, yeah. Wait. Before what?
Is the daughter the maid?
Yeah.
You're saying that?
Yes.
My daughter.
You breastfed from your daughter.
I wish I told you that in confidence. That yes, I did breastfeed. I was an infant, and then I was breastfed, and now I'm a young teen boy.
It's like your milk, though, isn't it?
No! I mean, in a way, I guess. Yeah, in a way. Well.
Well, this has been a good get-to-know-you. So, we have turkey that's cooking right now.
I can't. I have to go see my daughter.
The house goes off of lockdown.
Dirk runs outside to the car. He gets to the car, he opens the door, and she's gone. Where did she go?
I don't know.
On the seat.
On the
above the guy who's liquid.
Who seems like there's a big spot where she slurped up something.
He's like starting to solidify a little bit again.
Oh no.
It's like melting butter in the microwave.
Uh-huh.
And he picks up a note, and then there's like a voiceover of her voice reading the note out loud.
Dear Father, I know who you are. I've known since the time I first saw you as a little baby, and I knew it was my duty to breastfeed you. I'm not proud of this. We're not proud of this. This is the way that life has to be. Father, you shot me in the fucking face. It was a hard years in the foster system. I cried every night hoping that you'd one day come looking for me, and you didn't. Instead, you just shot Mom. Which fucking sucks. You know how good the system is? Bad. Did I enjoy it? No, I did not. Would I do it again? Absolutely not. Where am I? You want to know? Go to the place where we had our first dance. Love your daughter. The note explodes. Boom.
Michael.
Yeah.
We have to go to the place I first danced with my daughter.
The hospital where she
the
was
hospital
born?
Where she was born. I always told her that story of when she was born. I danced with her when she was a baby. And I said, I love you. You're my daughter.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We cut to the hospital. The cops are like, they're caught up at the reception. They're like trying to get in and they won't let them.
You gotta wear your masks.
No, please. See, I just need to get to room 208.
Yeah, uh-huh. Don't we all?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's just me.
Uh-huh. Well, when you see all of these... list of names. She pulls out a list of 85 people. These are all people that are ahead of you.
We're cops.
I know.
I've got a badge and a gun.
Uh-huh, I'm a cop too. Look at my
really.
She pulls out a gun.
Holy shit, she's got a gun.
He points to the point that they both point guns at her. It's like a Mexican standoff. All right, we're going to back up slowly. Everyone put your gun away.
Guns are still out.
No, don't you? Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's definitely like a visual bit. We slowly raised our guns away from each other, and then we immediately pointed back at each other.
Guns are out, baby. Out.
Sun's out. Guns out.
All right. Okay.
I need you to put the gun away.
Okay.
And get me to room 208. I am a police officer who looks like a young boy. This is my partner, Michael.
Okay.
He has
what?
An arrest fetish.
I do. I'm getting off of how much we're arresting people today, and one of the perps got away, and that's part of the kink.
She turns slyly. You know, I have a being arrested fetish.
Ooh.
Are you married?
Are you? You're not married?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I guess I really don't know. We've been working together for years. I guess I didn't know.
Yeah, Carol, why don't you go get your daughter in that room over there? Because I know your daughter's in the room over there. And I'll just go schmooze with this guy.
All right.
I'll go schmooze with this lady.
Well, would you arrest me?
I'll arrest you, all right.
All right, please arrest me. Now.
Dirk runs down the hallway to room 208. He gets to 208.
As he's running down, he sees, like, doctors with no heads. Nurses with no heads. Yeah.
He sees all the patients look like old shriveled up skeletons. Mm-hmm. He gets to room 208. He busts in the door. And inside is his daughter breastfeeding the patient who's just in there.
No more.
Like, by force.
No more. No more. No more.
He becomes
a skeleton and just... Tabitha.
Yes.
Why?
They are getting really old.
Yeah.
Because I want them to.
but why, Tabitha? Why?
That's fun.
You're just a maniac serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
How are you exploding people's heads?
The boys gave me the power. I was one that exploded the servants' heads. And I was exploding the rats' heads. And I exploded that note in the car, too. Because this is the thing that I can do.
Tanya, I'm sorry I left you to rot in the foster system. Mm. I'm sorry.
She turns and goes to another man, starts to breastfeed him.
I should have been a better dad. I'm not a great dad, okay? I'm married to my work. I bring it home with me, obviously.
Person
sorry.
Olds out and dies.
Maybe we could start over. I could be
your daughter again.
Yeah, and I can be your dad.
But I would have to... go to the Fountain of Youth and I could become young.
Yeah, of course.
We could do it again. All over again.
What?
And then I'll forget the fact that you breastfed from me.
Yes, please forget.
Even though he's still a teen.
Even though you're a teen, yeah.
I might have to breastfeed from you a little bit then, more then.
Okay, well, she kind of does a little... Psh, and it, like, goes in the air.
And he catches it in his mouth. And he becomes fully grown again.
Fully grown.
Tabitha.
Yes.
I come here and hug me, your father. Come here and hug me.
She gives him a big hug.
He arrests her. He puts her in cuffs. Tabitha, I can't let you get away with this.
She holds herself.
No, Tabitha, no!
She holds out and dies.
He's just holding. She's like, she like turns to dust, and he's just holding handcuffs. And Michael enters with the receptionist. She is handcuffed.
She's and then he's like shirt off, disheveled.
His
hat's backwards. and on his belt is used condoms.
Oh God!
Good for him. He's protection.
What happened
to you? God,
a good night.
That was short.
It was very short. It was one of the shortest I've ever had.
But you got your rocks off playing.
I did. I came seven times.
Wow.
10 minutes. In 10 minutes.
I get it.
I had that pleasure.
No, I get it. 10 minutes. All right. Ha ha ha.
Times. Yeah.
Where's your daughter?
Where's your daughter?
She olded herself.
Oh my God!
That is to say, she drank her own breast milk.
Holy fuck! That's so fucked up. Wait, you're back to normal.
Yes.
Don't point it out.
You
no,
must, you must have had a little bit more.
No, I didn't. No, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Not you, Michael.
We'll talk to you.
Well,
later.
We're married, so I guess.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
It was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes can change your life, man.
Oh, I guess. No, so my daughter is dead. I am.
Your daughter is dead. Your wife is dead. I know all about your story. He told me everything.
It was 10 minutes. How did you have time to get married, have sex 7 times, and tell us the
multitasking,
whole story?
Bro.
Oh my God.
While I was while we were banging, I was telling the story. In between number four and number five, we got married.
Yep.
There was an ordained minister in there.
True fucking that.
And we... Then we went on, we consummated the marriage.
Yes, we did.
Two more times.
Twice, yeah.
So we can't get it annulled. I want a divorce.
I did not get a prenup. Fuck.
No.
Cut right to the precinct. It's a couple of weeks later. Dirk and Michael are doing paperwork.
Do you think, did I spell breastfeeding right?
Yeah, that's right.
All
right. Yeah, there's three E's in there, yeah.
I'm going to miss my daughter.
At least you got to know she was.
Honestly, what happened was I shot her, and then she lived through a hell of a foster care system, mm-hmm. and then she fell in with some crazy immortal boys.
Yep.
And now she's dead. So her life was kind of pain and hellish.
And it's Do we know how the fuck she got, like, aging... breast milk?
You know what? I don't. I just don't know. It's just one of those mysteries.
And the fortune teller, future teller, is dead.
Yeah.
Big Mama fucking
killed.
Big Mama
has to move out of her house. She is traumatized by the whole thing. Mm. Tanya is not talking to her. And she was a nice lady.
She was nice.
So hopefully they stay together.
Hopefully they work it out.
I don't know. I just, yeah, it's going to be a sad one. Just then, the precinct doors burst open, and in walks the future teller.
What are you doing here? We thought you were dead.
I knew you would say that.
Credits! Holy shit.
Fucking, that one was insane.
It's always insane whenever we get together.
I know. That was fun.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
What do we call it? Majority Report.
Majority Report.
The Hunt for Red October. I don't know what I'm saying.
You know what? No movie's been called that before.
Oh. Breast Milk Explode.
The Fountain of
tooth.
Tooth. Fountain of bosom.
The fountain of the fountain of Big Mama.
Big Mom. Big Mama's fountain.
Big Mama's precinct.
I'm stuck on Big Mama's fountain. It just doesn't make sense, but I love it.
Yeah, it's not Big Mama's fountain.
I'll say it.
Like, according to my calculations, the fountain does not belong to Big Mama, but in fact belongs to the little boys, both named Black
Corn. Oh, God.
Big Mama Egg Fountain.
Big Mama Egg Fountain? Jesus. We should call it Fatherhood.
Fatherhood of the Fountain. Fountainhood.
Fountainhood of the Fathering Pants. Fountainhood of the Fathering Milks. I don't know.
I said it too loud. I somehow knew where you were going with that.
Fountainhood of the Father Milk.
The Fathering Milk.
The Father Who Milks.
Chasing the Future Teller.
Chasing, that's good. That works for
the future.
Chasing the future.
Chasing
is
the future.
Really good.
Thank you.
Chasing the future.
Chasing the future.
Chasing the future.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we decided chasing the future,
which is kind of fun because it's like the future teller, you know,
yeah.
And the future.
And the future. Well, yeah, because they're going crime to crime,
and they're like de-aging and aging and all that shit.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Fountain of youth.
Fountain of youth.
Well, boys.
Jesus.
What's? I guess we could do a little catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
What's new? I mean, besides, okay, the whole time, too, we're in public. People kept walking by and looking at us, and I did not like it.
I cannot believe
I had my back turned to the door, so I was not perturbed.
I'll say, I can't believe that we made it through this episode. I was like, for sure somebody's going to come and complain or something, so good for us.
Good for us, good for us. Yeah, we'll probably never be in this room again.
No.
So.
Well, who knows?
Maybe.
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 Never say never.
Oh, COVID's still raging on, everybody.
COVID is still raging on.
Get that vax.
What's the current event
that we could talk about so people, if we watch this in the future, be like, oh my gosh.
Asner has died.
Ed Asner died today.
Ed Asner literally died while
we
were
doing this, yeah.
R.I.P. Carl Fredrickson from Up. Let me look.
The Taliban took over Afghanistan.
Not a fan.
Not a fan. You know what I'll say? Hot take. Not a fan of the Taliban. That's like a good band name. Not a fan of the Taliban.
Not a fan of the Taliban.
Taliban. That's just the name
the
of
the Taliban.
Like, Taliban, and then the opposite band is not afraid of the Taliban.
And they fight each other.
They fight on stage.
Oh, shit. Hurricane Ida has made landfall in Louisiana as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm.
Damn. Amazing. We're living in a hellscape.
Yeah, dude. There's like, wildfires going on. There hasn't really been earthquakes lately, but there's been flooding.
Yeah.
Haiti's been through some shit.
Yeah, their president got killed.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And like they've constantly having some natural disasters.
Crisis, yeah.
There's hurricanes going on because it's like just now like I think it's like the first week in September is like peak hurricane season.
Yeah. Listen, I don't think society's ever going to officially collapse.
Society.
No.
But we're going through some shit.
Uh-huh. So I have a question.
Yeah.
If your daughter came up to you and was like, if you want to get older, you have to drink out of my boobies.
No.
Would you do it?
Older? Yeah. No.
Why would I want to get older and breastfeed?
Your daughter.
No.
What if she's like, the only way I have immortality in my boobies?
I would say prove it.
Prove it? Okay, you have to drink it.
No.
Jesse's future daughter. This one's for you.
Stop it. Don't be watching this. This is not appropriate for you.
This is not a good episode to watch.
Jesse, yell at yourself for letting her watch this.
Jesse, what are you doing? You're the worst father in the world. You're going to let your own daughter, who's not even 9 yet, watch this podcast?
So yeah, shame on you, Jesse's daughter. Shame.
Shame on you, Jesse, for not watching her better. Mm. Yeah, I know. I think hopefully I don't want to say anything about getting back on a regular schedule.
Well, every time you say that, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So.
But these two episodes should be back to back.
Yeah, currently we have an episode in the hole that I haven't gotten around
which
to.
Which you have already heard.
Yes, that I haven't gotten to. The previous episode I haven't even edited, I haven't even touched yet. So, and then there will be this episode. So we'll have a little bit of fun stuff because I'm in between big
Alex
videos.
In between videos, yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking a big ass break because holy fuck that last video.
Yikes.
It was a lot. Hour and a half long video.
Big video.
Big video. Speaking of videos, you can watch this video on YouTube if you're
what?
Listening.
Yeah, we're together
on YouTube.
In person.
You
so.
Should watch us point guns at each other.
Yeah. That was a good bit.
That was a good bit. But maybe if you don't want to watch us, you can listen on all podcast platforms. Obviously, tell your friends, tell your neighbors about us. If you want to get in contact with us, Jake, what's our email address?
Screenplaypodcast@gmail.com. If you have any complaints, address them to our boy Alec. I told you to send something to Alec at the beginning of the episode, so that's where to send it to. Did you also do the Instagram and Facebook for us?
Yeah, those are @ScreenplayPcast. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All those are ScreenplayPcast.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if you want to follow us individually, I'm @JesseSarowitz on Twitter and Instagram.
I am @AlecCombs on Twitter and Instagram, as well as YouTube. Check out my commentary videos on there.
On Twitter, I'm @JakeRubin69. And Instagram, I'm @JakeRubin27.
Well, this has been Screenplay, the improvised movie.
Ooh.
We can do that in person.
That's fun.
Yeah, again, tell your friends, tell your enemies about us. We'd like you to share 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. We hope to see you in 2 weeks.
Every time you share, you get a star,
you get
right?
a Jake dollar.
You get a Jake dollar. If you get 10 Jake dollars, you can redeem it for 20 Jake dollars. And the more Jake dollars you get, eventually you might get a shout out from us.
That's right.
Yep.
And if you get a 10 quadrillion, you get a we'll tattoo your face.
Yes, 10 quadrillion. All right, thanks for listening. We will see you next time.
Lightspeed!
Studio, I can't believe it. Oh, the end.